afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street in historic Marion, Ohio, broadcasting live, ready to go for another show. 75 degrees here in Marion and feeling good. I was just out on the front porch and it feels nice out there. But I hope you get a chance to keep your ear to the radio. Maybe you're driving around. Maybe you're outside with your radio, perhaps. Maybe you have a portable radio. Who knows? Whatever the case may be, I hope you can stay tuned throughout the day, but at least until when I'm on, 5 o'clock, and we'll do some trivia and have a big time. We're giving away a Wendy's gift card. The new Wendy's is open out there on Route 423. I just went through there and got the gift card, and they are so nice out there. They have a staff out there that is learning. At least the lady that I was with was learning, and she was so nice. And so I think they've got good service out there. So you just might be the winner of a Wendy's gift card today. So be listening for that. We'll be doing trivia here in just a moment. And but first of all, I want to tell you a little bit about my weekend. As always, we had a good time. Went down south. We're going to be going down south again this weekend, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. But we went down south for Father's Day to celebrate my father-in-law's Father's Day weekend, and we had a good time down there and had shredded chicken sandwiches, and boy, were they good. And then a little later on, we had deep-fried Reese's Cups. Boy, I'll tell you what, no, that's not on the Weight Watchers point list, but I had one anyways. Saturday is generally our cheat day when we have a meal of kind of whatever we want. But anyways, it was really good. We had it with a little bit of ice cream and a little bit of chocolate on top. Deep-fried Reese's Cup. And my sister-in-law made it. And boy, I'll tell you what, it was absolutely delicious. Going down this Saturday again because my brother-in-law is shooting off some fireworks. So we're going to have some fun with some fireworks. And they're having a big old cookout. My wife and I got to figure out what we want to bring to the cookout. This past weekend, we celebrated Father's Day with my father on Sunday, and we went over to my brother's place, and we brought green bean casserole. And believe it or not, I had never made green bean casserole, so I made it up and found a recipe that I liked, and it turned out really well. And we found everything we wanted needed at the Kroger's and made that up and turned out good. So I don't know if we'll make green bean casserole for this weekend or if we'll do something on the dessert, but I'm not sure. But anyways, so we had a good time this past weekend. Plan on having a good time this weekend. I hope you're having a good time, whatever it is you're doing. Hey, I want to tell you about a neighborhood supper. They just had this last night, and the wife and I went through the drive-thru. What it is, the St. Paul's Lutheran Church down in Waldo has a free neighborhood supper on the fourth Tuesday of the month. And you just drive in, pull up, say, and they say, how many meals do you want? You tell them, they bring it out to your car, and you're on your way. Last night, they had a ham sandwich, and it was a warm ham sandwich, and with baked beans and coleslaw and a piece of cake. And boy, was it good. Well, the next one is July the 27th. And it's 135 West Main Street, just down from my house in Waldo. But it's worth a trip going down to get yourself some free food. So it's their neighborhood supper, drive-through dinner. You don't have to be from Walter to go. You can come from anywhere. Just pull up. They don't ask you any questions. Just pull up, and they say, how many meals do you want? You tell them. They fix you right up, bring it to your car, and there you go. If you have any questions, their telephone number down there is 740-726-2770. 740-726-2770. Again, that's the St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. The next neighborhood supper, the fourth Tuesday of the month, is July the 27th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. And a little closer to the time on their Facebook page, they will put out their menu. And if they put it out in time for airtime here, I will try to tell you what it is. Right now, let's turn to the trivia, see if we can get some questions answered. All you need to do for a chance to win this Wendy's gift card is call, answer a trivia question. I will put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. My telephone number, 740-383-WWGH. That's 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Here is the first trivia question. Get ready to light up those phone lines, okay? And if you get a busy signal, just keep trying back. What was invented by Benjamin Franklin to protect buildings from lightning strikes? What was invented by Benjamin Franklin to protect buildings from lightning strikes? What is another name for a mouth organ? What is another name for a mouth organ? Elvis Presley had a Christmas steeped in what color following a bout of unrequited love? Elvis Presley had a Christmas steeped in what color following a bout of unrequited love? Which singer dreamed of an uptown girl? Which singer dreamed of an uptown girl? Let's go to the phones. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin invented the lightning rod.
Yes, that's right, the lightning rod. Well, how are you today?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty nice here in Marion. How about where you're at?
It's been very nice.
Yeah, been a nice day today. We'll take it for the month of June, won't we?
Right.
Well, you been into anything or just kind of relaxing?
No, just sitting here taking it easy.
Well, there you go. That's a good thing.
Watching the hummingbirds.
Oh, there you go. I love hummingbirds. You get a lot of them?
No, just two or three.
Okay, all right. Do they fight each other or do they behave themselves?
They've been fighting this afternoon, but right now one's by himself.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know they can be kind of feisty sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, and I appreciate the phone call.
All right, thank you. Have a good evening.
Hey, you too. Good talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Mr. David Avery checking in with us here, 740-383-9944. You could be next. Give us a call. Hi, we're on the air.
Elvis had a blue Christmas.
Elvis had a blue Christmas, that's right. Well, how are you today?
Well, just fine. And if you ever have some time on the radio, Nate, if you could tell us what you thought about the Harding Library Museum. Not the home, but I think a few weeks ago you went through the new museum.
We did. Yes, I'll tell you about that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, and just a few minutes, I'll tell you about the museum itself. We did go through that, and it was a good experience, and I'll tell you that here shortly. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number, and hey, we would absolutely love to hear from you next. So light up the phone lines. 4:25 is the time on a Wednesday afternoon. It's 75 beautiful degrees here in Marion, Ohio. Hey, which musical features the Von Trapp family? That's a good movie right here. Which musical features the Von Trapp family? Can you tell me the answer to that one? What was Elvis Presley's middle name? What was Elvis Presley's middle name? What is stored in the hump of a camel? You can Google this to get the correct answer because it might not be what you think. What is stored in the hump of a camel? What is fracking? Sometimes you hear about this in the news. It can get a little political sometimes with the two sides going back and forth if they agree or disagree about it. What is fracking? 740-383-9944 is my number. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, how about Aaron for Elvis?
Aaron is correct. Yes, sir. Well, how's your day going?
Doing just fine.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. And this is Ed, right?
Yes, sir.
Good to hear from you, my friend. And always glad to hear from you.
Well, thank you.
I will get you signed up for a chance to win, all right?
Okay, appreciate it.
Hey, you have a good evening now, all right?
And you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. Yes, Aaron is Elvis Presley's middle name. Which medical condition is caused by a fungus growing on the human body? Which medical condition is caused by a fungus growing on the human body? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, a mouth harp would be a harmonica.
Yes, that is correct. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Nate?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. And who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark! All right, Mark. Good to hear from you today. Your day going all right? Enjoying the weather, right?
Yep, sure am.
That's right. We'll take it while it lasts, for sure.
That's right. It's going to get hot soon.
It's going to warm up here soon. All right, Mark. Well, I'll sign you up for a chance to win, buddy, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. 429 the time. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street here in historic Marion, Ohio. And I have one more question, and this is an easy one. What do possums do to fool their attackers? Maybe one of the kids listening would like to answer that question. What do possums do to fool their attackers? There you go. Those are the trivia questions that I have for you right now to kick off the program. And we'll go over those again here in a few moments. And you are welcome to call me anytime if I'm doing something offbeat news or something and you'd like to jump in here. That's fine. We will take your call anytime. Everybody's welcome. 740-383-9945. 44. All right, I'll give you some offbeat fast facts, and then I'll tell you about my experience there at the Harding Museum. Tell you about that, okay? Here comes another call. We will go ahead and take this one right here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, a possum plays dead or asleep.
Right, correct. That is correct. How are you doing today?
I think it's a little warm out there, but it's better than being cold or being too hot. So.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
All right. Glad to hear it. And this popped up on my screen, so I'm going to cheat a little bit. This must be Linda, right?
Yep, this is Linda.
All right, Linda. Well,
you take care, Nate.
Hey, you too. We'll get you signed up, all right?
All right, will do.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. Nice to have the folks checking in today. Good to hear from everybody, and we want to hear from everybody, too. So everybody call in at 740-383-9944. Offbeat fast facts for you. Pigs can get sunburned. Yeah. No word in the English language rhymes with month. These fast facts are courtesy of our friends at Snapple, as in the drink. Snapple.com. You can check these fast facts out anytime there. A 10-gallon hat holds less than a gallon of liquid. Lizards communicate by doing push-ups. When the moon is directly overhead, you weigh slightly less. Fantastic. I wonder where it is right now because I'm going to the doctor tomorrow and they always weigh me in every month. So I'd like to be less. Frogs never drink. Only male turkeys gobble. Bamboo makes up 99% of a panda's diet. Again, some offbeat fast facts for you. The only continent without reptiles or snakes is Antarctica. And a duck cannot walk without bobbing its head. I can't walk either without bobbing my head either. I'm just kidding. But anyhow, there's some offbeat fast facts for you to kick off the show. All right. Now, as requested, I will tell you a little bit about the Harding Museum. We toured the home, too, which the home is fantastic. They have that set to the year 1920, the year of the big election there. They have it set to that era, and it's very cool, the home is. But the museum is neat as well. Now, it's not as big, there's not as quite as many artifacts in there as you might think by looking at the whole museum there. But there are quite a lot of Harding artifacts. They have quite a lot of meeting rooms in there. But you might think of a library, a Harding library, with a section with a ton of books. But I believe that section might be opening at a future date. But that section was not open while we were there. But the artifact section was opened, and that was the main part to see while we were there. And as you enter the museum, it's nice. You walk in, you see a nice area there. They have a wonderful gift shop with all kinds of things to buy. So the gift shop is nice and impressive. And you go back and make a left, and there is the artifacts from President Harding. They have the suit that he wore for his inauguration. They have some pianos in there that Mrs. Harding played. They have just stuff like some silverware in there that they used, I believe. You know, stuff like briefcases and I believe some watches and different things that you might expect from the Hardings all through there. And it's pretty full of artifacts. But it's not real long. It does not take very long to go through. But if you took your time, probably if you took your time and read everything and went really, really slow, it may take you, I don't know, maybe half hour, 45 minutes to go through it. Now, we usually read pretty fast, so we went through there probably 15, 20 minutes. We were through that section, and that was pretty much all there was to see in the museum itself. But it was really neat, and I believe it's worth a I believe it's 15 or 16 bucks a person, and that covers the museum tour and the tour of the home, both. The tour of the home took us an hour and a half. Now, usually they say the tour of the home takes you an hour, but our guide took us through, well, he took us through every section like you would normally go through, but he talked a lot, and which was very nice. We enjoyed it. So that was pretty cool, but it's usually an hour tour of the home. And like I said, you take your time, maybe half hour, 45 minutes through the artifact section, the actual part of the museum. And then you can browse around in the gift shop. So that's the museum portion, how it was. And it was pretty neat. Probably, you know, the basement of the Heritage Hall or the Popcorn Museum, as I like to call the Popcorn Museum there on Church Street. The basement has a lot of Harding artifacts, too. And to compare those two, I would say they're probably about the same so far as artifacts go. Maybe the one at the Popcorn Museum, I don't know if it's a little bigger or not. Probably about the same. I would say about the same for both. With the artifacts they have on Harding at the Popcorn Museum down in the basement of that. So there you go. There's a little rundown for you as requested about the Harding Museum, but I believe it is worth the trip, and they are so friendly out there, and the tour guides know what they're doing, and they have been well trained to tell you about everything and to answer your questions that you might have. So I would definitely get yourself a tour out there and enjoy it. So hope that helps. Hey, you're listening to Nate Redmond on Offbeat News and Trivia on WWGH 107.1 FM, and we have some offbeat news to share with you, and then we'll jump back into some trivia, see if we can get some more questions answered and some more folks signed up here. It's 740-383-9944. Feel free to call at any time. We'll get you signed up for a chance to win a Wendy's gift card. It's a $5 Wendy's gift card that we're giving away today, and what we do is we send that in the mail to you. Alrighty. A wild boar caused a stir on the Hong Kong subway when it took a ride on a train and then switched trains at a station to evade its pursuers before being captured. Witnesses said the boar boarded the train at the Quarry Bay station, and transit employees chased after the wild pig, but it darted off the train a few stations away and boarded a second train. A video of the chase was posted to Facebook by the Hong Kong Wild Boar Concern Group, a nonprofit dedicated to preserving the animals. The second train was diverted to a depot where an Agriculture, Fisheries, and Conservation Department officers were able to safely capture the boar and return it to the wild. Also this, a visitor to Boston's New England Aquarium was allowed to enter the facility for free using a ticket that was issued back in 1983. Rachel Carley, who is in Boston attending college, said her great aunt gifted her two New England Aquarium tickets that had been in her wallet for nearly four decades. The tickets issued in 1983 were known as late gate tickets and were issued to guests who arrived too late in the day to get the full aquarium experience and promised a free makeup visit. The aquarium stopped issuing the tickets about 25 years ago, but Carley visited the facility June 11th and staff agreed to honor the ticket she presented. Quote, I walked up to the ticket office and explained the story of the ticket, Carley told CNN Travel. They took a look at the ticket, laughed, and said, well, it says come back anytime. There's no expiration date. And she was allowed in even though the ticket was stamped 1983. Good customer service there at Boston's New England Aquarium. A Malaysian athlete broke the Guinness World Record for highest standing jump on one leg when he managed a vertical leap of 4 feet, 6.49 inches. Harinder Sikon, 29, of Malaysia's national cricket team, jumped 4 feet, 6.49 inches with one leg, beating the record of 4 feet, 4.499 inches, which was set by Canadian Evan Unger. A video of his jump was posted to Facebook. He says, I feel a sense of shock when I think of it, and I get a little emotional when I see it on video. I've put in a lot of work and sacrifice to achieve this. The response I'm getting from it from the worldwide jumping community is overwhelming. I'd like to thank everyone for their love and support, Seekon told the Star newspaper, and he trained for nearly 5 months to break the record. The athlete said his sights are now set on breaking the record for the standing long jump record. So there you go. Some guy that can jump high, for sure. Okay, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here. My number is 740-383-9944. All you need to do for a chance to win is call me, answer one of my questions, and I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win. Sound good? All right, here we go. Which singer dreamed of an uptown girl? Which singer dreamed of an uptown girl? Which musical features the Von Trapp family? Which musical features the Von Trapp family? What is stored in the hump of a camel? It might not be what you think the answer is. What is stored in the hump of a camel? What is fracking? What is fracking? Which medical condition is caused by a fungus growing on the human body? Which medical condition is caused by a fungus growing on the human body? Which vegetable repeatedly gave the cartoon character Popeye his strength? Which vegetable repeatedly gave the cartoon character Popeye his strength? What typically distinguishes freshwater fish from saltwater fish? What typically distinguishes freshwater fish from saltwater fish? Here we go, another phone call coming in for us. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, was it Billy Joel?
And the answer for that is Billy Joel, for sure.
All right, can I answer one more on the fracking?
Yeah, go ahead.
Isn't that drilling for oil?
Right, that's exactly what it is. Drilling
okay.
in the ground for oil or natural gas, for sure.
Yes, sir.
All right, what's your name?
Grover.
Grover?
Yes, sir.
All right, Grover, thanks for the phone call, and we'll get you signed up for a chance to win, all right?
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Grover, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from everybody that has phoned in this afternoon. It is 4:44, just about 14 minutes left in the program. Hey, what was the name of the Coca-Cola Company's biggest product failure planned in 1985? 1985 was the year I was born, incidentally. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hi, Ernie. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
Just finished working in the yard.
Oh, yes. Getting
nice
that
day for that.
Yes, it was. We did that last night, the wife and I did that. We double-teamed that mowing.
Yeah. been some really nice nights, I'll tell you.
It has been.
Nice to sleep.
Yes, it has been. Very, very nice nights out there.
Yep. Sounds like starting on the weekend, though, it's going to start that rain thing again.
Yes, it does. Sounds like
I don't like the rain.
No, I don't. I don't either. I know some people like rainy days, and but I'm just not a fan. I like the sunshine.
Especially when they say one of those nights we get an inch of rain overnight. That's quite a bit.
Oh yeah, that is quite a bit.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't like that rain puddling up out in my out in my yard.
Yep.
I just don't. Not at all.
Well, spinach is Popeye's favorite.
Yes, spinach is his favorite vegetable for sure. Now I gotta ask: are you a fan of spinach?
Yeah, I do. I like spinach.
Oh, do you like
with
it?
With a little bit of vinegar, you know, and bacon.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, good deal.
It's good for you.
Well,
I like a lot of things that
you.
Are good for me.
Yeah, you know, back in 2020, when I was when they said I was a diabetic, I had to start liking my vegetables.
Yep.
And so I have really grown to like my green beans and peas and corn. And
me too.
Boy, you can make a good stir fry just out of just basic vegetables. Don't add nothing to it. Just put it on top of the stove, and my goodness, you can warm those things up and cook them a little bit, and it's not bad.
I like all vegetables, you know.
Yeah, not bad. Now, how about are you on fruits? You like a fruit stew?
You know, I like my favorite fruits probably is blueberries and strawberries and bananas.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But I don't drink much fruit juice itself. They say you can get a lot of sugar, you know, in fruit juices.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's a lot of sugar in, like, say, if I eat fruits before I go to bed, my sugar's bad the next morning. So if I want fruits, I got to eat them
at noon.
Eat
in the morning.
I
usually eat it for breakfast.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sugar's been in the 80s, so I got to keep it right there.
Yep. Got something you got to watch.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, I'll get off. Let somebody else call in.
All right, Ernie. Hey, it's always good to hear from you.
Good talk to you, Nate.
Hey, take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, we're at 4:47. We're doing the drawing at 4:55. Hey, one more trivia question to throw at you. Which type of coffee is thick, black, short, and strong? Which type of coffee is thick, black, short, and strong? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Give me a buzz, and we'll get you signed up for a chance to win a Wendy's gift card. You can go check out the new Wendy's. Like I said, I went through their drive-thru, and they were just so nice, and got me all hooked up and ready to go. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, was it New Coke? Was the cider for Coke?
Yes, it was New Coke. Yes, it was.
And was the black coffee, was that Maxwell House? Probably not.
Well, it wasn't Maxwell House. Is not the answer, but I'll tell you what, that's close, because that is thick, black, short, and strong for sure.
I tell you what, I drink all kinds of different coffees. I like different flavors. And there's some good ones out there, and there's some bad ones, and I definitely like it strong. Nobody likes my coffee.
Yeah, I like it strong, too, and I drink all my coffee black. I don't put anything in it.
Same here, unless I go to Tim Hortons, I like cream in it. But otherwise, black, nothing in it. I like the flavor, it just tastes good, and of course, it's not good for really none of us. I mean, you're a diabetic, I'm a diabetic, it's not good for us, but...
Yeah, but the good thing is on Weight Watchers, which I'm on, it's 0 points. So
really?
Yeah,
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so
all right,
that's
sir.
Great. All right, hey, thanks a lot.
All right, Nate, you have a wonderful day.
Hey, you too. All right, bye-bye. All righty. We are at 4:49 on a Wednesday afternoon, and I have on this day in history, which I'm going to give to you right here, and we'll find out what happened on this day in June 23rd, 1904. The first American motorboat race got underway on the Hudson River in New York. 1926, the first lip reading tournament in America was held in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hi, we're on the air.
The Sound of Music.
Sound of Music, that's it. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, is this Miss Sarah?
It is.
All right. Good to hear from you. Your day going all right?
Yep. It's, you know, the work's all done now, and time to put my feet up and relax.
There you go. Sounds good. Grab your favorite beverage and sit back and relax. Well, I'm glad you got your ear to the radio. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day, Nate.
Hey, all right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Okay, on this day in history, yes, 1926, the first lip-reading tournament in America was held. How about that? 1931, Wiley Post and Harold Gatty took off from New York on the first round-the-world flight in a single-engine plane. 1934, Italy gained the right to colonize Albania after defeating the country. 1938, the Civil Aeronautics Authority was established. Also 1938, Marine Land opened near St. Augustine, Florida. 1947, the U.S. Senate joined the House in overriding President Truman's veto of the Taft-Hartley Act. 1951, Soviet UN delegate Jacob Malik proposed ceasefire discussions in the Korean War. 1952, the U.S. Air Force bombed power plants on the river in Korea. And in 1956, Gamal Abdel Nasser was elected president of Egypt. And that's what happened on this day in history, June 23rd. And not to guarantee you that I got all those names right, but you get the idea anyways. All right, our drawing is in 3 minutes, so stand by for that. Hey, I've got some, Twitter. You ever been on Twitter? Maybe, maybe not. Well, people put out some pretty funny tweets, and I have some funny tweets according to our friends at the Reader's Digest, and here are some of them. Here's the first one. To the guy who stole my antidepressants, I hope you're happy now. Here's the second one. Honestly, officer, I wouldn't have pulled over had I known you were just going to criticize me. Just tried a coat on in TJ Maxx. It was the coat of a customer trying on another coat. Again, this is stuff people have posted online, and it's kind of like what they post on Facebook, but they put it on Twitter, and it's their little subject line and a little story they tell. Drama, a word boring people use to describe fun people. Every class is drama class when you're in high school. There you go. Hey, we got another phone call coming in, and we'll be happy to take that. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey there, Nate.
Hey, Bob, I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all through.
Hey, glad you did.
On the camel question.
Yes.
The obvious answer would be water. Because they can go quite some time without water, so it would be food.
Well, water is what they traditionally carry, but the answer I'm actually looking for this time is fat.
Yeah.
The boy, I'll tell you, camels—they can be interesting animals, can't they?
Right. I say that I always would have been water, but the fat from the food. Yeah.
Yeah, fat from the food, right? Well, hey, what's on the menu tonight? Are they cooking for you, or are you cooking?
I'm having breakfast tonight.
Hey, that's...
sausage and toast.
That's what I'm having tonight, too. I'm having eggs, sausage, and French toast, yep. It must be the night for breakfast. Yeah, Bob, it's a good night for breakfast food, isn't it? You still with me, Bob? Well, I think we lost Bob there. But anyhow, it's good to hear from him. Hey, it is 4:55 right on, and it's time to find out who our winner is of the Wendy's gift card. And you can get the Wendy's and get yourself something. And we want to thank everybody that called in today. Thank you, David. And thank you to Ed. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Grover. Thank you, Ernie. Thank you, Sarah. And thank you, Bob, all for calling in today. Let's get everybody shuffled up here and find out who our big winner is going to be. And the winner today is, pick somebody out of the middle today, the winner is Grover. Grover, congratulations. You win the Wendy's gift card. And here's how it works. We'll send that in the mail to you. And as soon as the show goes off here at 5 o'clock, give me a call back here, and I'll get your address, and I will send that in the mail to you, all right? So, Grover, as soon as the show goes off, 5 o'clock, as soon as you hear me go off, give me a call back, 740-383-9944. I'll write down your address and get you all set up and get that in the mail to you. But thank you, everybody that called today. I do appreciate it. The show wouldn't go if it wasn't for you. That is for sure. And we do appreciate all of our listeners out there in Radio Land for calling in, playing along, and just having a good time. Well, we have enough time for our Ladies' Corner, and we have our recipe here, and this is on my Facebook page. You can just search Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up. Today's recipe is barbecue bacon ranch pasta salad. Barbecue bacon ranch pasta salad. Now, total time to make for this to totally be done is 2 hours and 20 minutes. 20 minutes prep, 2 hours to cook. Make the perfect side for any summer picnic with barbecue bacon ranch pasta salad. Top this bacon ranch pasta salad with barbecue-flavored corn chips and enjoy. Here's what you need. 1 cup of Kraft mayo with olive oil, reduced fat mayonnaise, 1/2 cup of classic ranch dressing, 1/2 cup of original barbecue sauce, 2 cups of pasta cooked, 1 can of black beans rinsed, 1 red pepper chopped, 4 green onions chopped, 6 slices of cooked Oscar Mayer bacon crumbled, 1 cup of shredded cheddar cheese, 1/2 cup fresh cilantro, 1 cup honey barbecue flavored twisted corn chips. Here's how to make it. Mix your mayo, ranch dressing, and barbecue sauce until blended. Combine all remaining ingredients except corn chips in large bowl. Add mayo mixture. Mix lightly. Refrigerate for 2 hours. Top with corn chips just before serving. And there you have it. Barbecue bacon ranch pasta salad. You can serve at your next get-together. And maybe the wife and I will make that for our big get-together this Saturday down south, for sure, maybe. Well, it is time for me to hit the road, head back down to Waldo. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We're here every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. My website is radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. You can listen to this show later at the station website at wwgh1071.com. wwgh1071.com. Just click the menu and click on Archive Shows and click Offbeat News and Trivia. You'll find us there. You can listen to any of the shows I've done on there, wwgh1071.com. My website for the show, once again, radionate.webs.com. You all have a great week. I will plan on talking to you next week at 4:15 on Wednesday afternoon.
The place is WWGH.